Following a group session where there had been a fair bit of disruption, there were a couple of men in the group that became very justified and abusive in their tone and their intent need to put their message across, not just to the facilitators, but to the rest of the men in the space. The following week after this had happened, we decided to talk to the men about that. And actually, one of the men that had been one of the main persons wasn't present, which was a good opportunity for the other men to explore what happened for them. So one of the questions I posed to the group was, name how you contributed to the conflict last week. What was your role in that? The responses were quite interesting. Probably a 50-50. Some men identified that they didn't play a role, that they didn't do anything that contributed. They saw that because they sat quietly, didn't really comment other than when asked by facilitators, that they hadn't actually played a role. Others were a little more reactive and quite taken back and offended that we would ask such a question, and to start with, really demanded and could have easily gone back down that abusive language to get facilitators to really react to them, not respond, but react. Which we didn't. We just kept opening up the conversation with questions, more and more questions. One particular fellow who saw himself as a fence sitter, and he said that, I supported you guys and, agreed with some of your comments the other week, and I also acknowledged the other persons in the group that were speaking. So he saw quite clearly that he had contributed in a positive way. We then unpeeled what the behaviours were in the space and what they looked like and how they connected to be abusive and what did that actually mean. So, and what was their role, whether they actually spoke up or whether they were silent, were they still playing a role? Which we were able to get to the end that they were. It was really interesting to watch the men through that 20 to 30 minute discussion open up, think about it, and actually connect with what I call their inner empathy. So their own empathy toward each other and to themselves, which is a really important part of behavioural change.